that Wyoming will be your new home.
Life on the Red Horse Ranch. It's a happy day on Red Horse Ranch. Sam Carter has told Steve Bradford that the Red Horse Ranch is not going to be sold. News like that always calls for a celebration. And we find the boys singing and enjoying their favorite sports, riding wild horses, bulldogging steers, and other sports found only in the West. Let's join them.
Wife and I live all alone, little brown hut we call our own. She loves Jim and I love Brown. Tell you what, don't we have fun? You and me, little brown chuck, don't I love thee? You and me, little brown chuck, don't I love thee?
If I had a cow that gave such milk, I'd dress her in the finest silk, feed her on the choicest hay and milk her 20 times a day.
You and me, little brown chuck, don't I love thee? You and me, little brown chuck, don't I love thee?
Come on, everybody.
All the folks in Adam's race put together in one place, and I prepare to drop a tear before I part with you, my dear. You and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? You and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee?
Idaho, doggone you, I don't see how you're getting music out of a jug.
Well, I wouldn't mind getting something else out of it, Alabama, if there was anything else in it.
Well, if there ain't Miss Rhodes.
Oh, well, if I join you, boys?
I guess there's room for one more here in the corral. Of course you can join us. Bob and Cheyenne are bringing in a steer for a little competition.
Oh, how
yeah,
much fun.
You're going to see some real bulldogging. I'll throw that longhorn in 3 seconds flat. Man, I feel like a yearling today.
Well, say, what's all the celebration about? I'd like to join in.
I reckon you know that, Miss Rose. We all know about your dad deciding not to sell the Red Horse Ranch.
Oh, of course. And Dad's been a different man today since he decided. But I was kind of sorry about Steve Bradford, though. He did want to buy the Red Horse Ranch so badly.
Yeah. Oh, Bradford's got enough land. He's already bought half the land in the country. I sure can't figure out what he wants with it.
Well, let's forget all about that, huh? Arizona, it's your turn to give us a tune.
Say, I never heard of Arizona giving anybody anything. He ain't made that way.
No, he chased a shuck off of an air corn 3 miles bareheaded and barefooted before he'd lose it.
Don't let him get your goat. Go ahead, Arizona. Come on, Tenderfoot, help him out.
Get in there.
Thank you.
doggone my buttons, here comes old Cookie. Look at him go, running like a scared cow.
What are you in that for? I'm just gonna sing with y'all. Give some more of that Dixie, yeah, man.
Hey, Cookie, you better not let Dad catch you away from the chuck house.
When I hear that Dixie, man, it just overcomes me and I can't work another
Oh, look. Here comes Bob and Cheyenne with the steer, boy.
Here's where the fun begins.
What's going on down here?
Oh, Lossie, there comes Miss... Yes, Mr. Carter, I...
Come on down, Dad.
Oh, you here, Cookie?
Yeah.
Now, you listen to me, you lazy galoot. I want you to get up out that chuck house and cook up the best mess of chow that you ever looked at.
Yes, and old rib stickers, get me?
Listen, you boy. I'm going to have hot biscuits with sorghum lashes. Some canned beans, canned sweet potatoes, canned hominy.
Oh, you won't. Now, you get up there and you cook up something special. Now, get along with you.
Yes, it's practically cooked, right?
Dad, some of the boys are going to have a bulldogging contest. They just drove in a steer.
Well, go to it, boys. Tex, you old galoot, you. Well, you sing me something. But mind, none of your sad music today.
All right, I'll sing Get Along Home. You ought to see my Cindy. She lives way down south. She's so sweet, the honeybees swarm around her mouth. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now. Wished I was an apple hanging on a tree. Every time it's Cindy pass, you take a bite of me. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, Cindy. I'm gonna leave you now. Took my Cindy to preaching, and what do you reckon she done? Stood right up in the preacher's face and chawed her chewing gum. Get along home, home, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now. When she saw me coming, her smile was 2 feet wide. When I went to leave her, she puckered up and cried. Get along home, home, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now. When you go fishing, fish with a hook and line. But when you go courting, don't ever look behind. Get along home, home, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now. Cindy in the summertime, Cindy in the fall. Can't be Cindy all the time, won't be Cindy at all. Get along home, home, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now. My darling, stand at the window, the old lady at the door. The old man's at the gateway to kick me out once more. Get along home, home, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now.
That's all right. Oh, Mr. Carter, I want to say right here with the rest of the boys that we sure are powerful glad that you decided not to sell out to Steve Bradford.
Well, it's going to be a hard pull for us, boys, but we'll make it through.
Sure.
Say, who's competing here? That's a frisky-looking longhorn you drove in there.
That's the wildest steer we could find, Mr. Carter. Yeah.
Boy, that's the way I like them. Let me at him.
Say, I'm in on this.
Listen to Tenderfoot. No mail-order cowboy can bulldog a steer.
Well, I bet Tenderfoot can throw that steer. Go ahead, Tenderfoot.
Oh, no, sir. I wouldn't try it if I were you, Tenderfoot.
Oh, sure.
No, you let some of the rest of these boys do that kind of play.
Oh, but I know I can throw him. Arizona's no better than I am.
You bet he ain't.
No, I'll bet my belt again your jackknife.
That's
you
a goal. Let me up on that horse.
Remember, Tenderfoot, you say that I didn't warn you.
All right, now, here's your chance with Miss Rose looking on. Right. Remember what I said. Be sure you grab the steer's horns when you jump. And then start twisting for all of your work.
All right. All right. Open the gate, Cheyenne.
Yeah, come on.
There he goes.
Look out, Tenderfoot.
Look at that whitey go. Twist his neck, Tenderfoot.
Don't let go, boy. Hang on to those horns. Don't give up.
My dad is almost down.
That's right.
Come around. Oh, look.
Horns down. Good for you, Tenderfoot.
Jumping grasshoppers. He did it.
Oh, good for you, Tenderfoot. You showed him.
Thanks, Rose. I guess I
surprised myself.
Well, by golly, that steer must have been crippled and we didn't know.
Well, Tenderfoot did his stuff. And now I'm going to show you a few tricks. Hand me that saddle down off the corral fence there, Bob.
Where are you going to that saddle, Alabama?
Well, I've been teaching Red some new tricks and I want to show you.
Oh, fine.
I'll go down there and saddle him up.
Say, Arizona, I think you owe me a song now. While we're waiting for Alabama to take his turn.
Yes, come on, let's hear that man on the flying trapeze.
Yeah. All right. Once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn. Like an old coat that is tattered and torn. Left in this wide world to weep and to mourn. Betrayed by a maid in her teens. Now the maid that I loved, she was handsome. And I tried all I knew her to please. But I never could please her one quarter so well as the man on the flying trapeze.
Whoa! He floats through the air with the greatest of ease. That daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements are graceful, long curves he does please. And my love, he's purloined away.
Saddle back up there, Bob.
What's wrong, Alabama?
That Red's gone again.
Red's gone? But where?
I don't know, but by golly, if it's the last thing I ever do, I'm going to find out.
Well, there's a new mystery. Red, Alabama's wonderful roan horse, gone. Perhaps he will return, but where does he go? Will Alabama find out? Let's join them again when they return to the air.
Thank you.